Hey everybody, welcome to our first video podcast for Grow My Cleaning Company. So if you're listening to the regular iTunes Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, welcome. We're doing this on YouTube as well. So if you want to search Grow My Cleaning Company YouTube channel, you can check out this exact same podcast, but you can see my gorgeous face looking back at you chatting. If you're on the video, welcome. So glad that you're here. If you want to catch us kind of on the road, you can't sit and watch the video. You want to have it on your phone or on the go, you can go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com or check us on iTunes and you can download it to your mobile device or whatever. So that said, welcome. This is our first ever video podcast. So glad you're here. Let's jump right in. So last week we talked about your website and the importance of the three things that you're doing that's getting people not to come. So we're going to hit a quick review of that and then we're going to move on to today's topic. So last week we talked about the three reasons your commercial cleaning company website is not making you money. Reason number one, you don't have a plan. No, actually that's reason number two. Reason one is you're talking about the wrong thing. Everybody wants to talk about their favorite subject. And you know what your customer's favorite subject is? I know what it is. Your customer's favorite subject is them. But when they come to your website, the last thing that you talk about is them, and the first thing that you talk about is you. So there's a lot of I do this, we do this, we're the best, we're green, we only hire this, we only do that. Your customer couldn't be less interested. What they are interested in is, what can you do for me? How can you change my life? How can you get me a result? How can you make me happy or comfortable or secure or safe or more money or basically achieve my goals? How can you solve a pain for me? So the first thing you want to do with your website is make sure that you're talking about a message that your visitor is interested in. Easy enough? Cool. All right, number two, the second thing that we're doing wrong is you don't have a plan. You get people to come to your website, they look around, you talk about yourself, and they leave. And you might have spent, that might be the only opportunity you have to talk to that customer, and you never see them again. So the plan that we laid out for you last week is to get some sort of what I call a lead magnet or a gift or an information product or something of interest to your customer, right? If they came to your website, they're interested in cleaning, they want to know something, they're probably looking for information. So give it to them. Make them an infographic, make them a chart, make them a guide on how to choose a cleaner. Give them some sort of information that's not sales propaganda, actual real life information that can help them, some insight in exchange for their email address or for their name and their phone number. And then you can follow up with them. You can add them to an email list. You can add them to a newsletter. You can call them. You can do a lot of different things and continue giving them extra information with blogs or videos like this one or podcasts or however you want to reach out. You can continue that conversation if you capture their information. So that's the second thing is you've got to have a plan. So when they come to your website, even if they don't call right away, which most of them aren't, they leave their information behind. You give them something of value so they're interested in talking to you and learning from you. And then you can continue that conversation online, offline for as long as you like until they're ready to buy. That's the second thing. The third thing, the third reason that your website's not making you money is it's a ghost town. Nobody's coming to it. So if you do a good job with messaging and you talk about the things that your clients and prospects are interested in, and then you do a good job of getting their information so you can continue that interesting conversation and continue giving them value, that doesn't do you any good if nobody shows up. So I felt a little bad because that's really good marketing stuff and it works and I've used all those concepts to build the businesses that I've done. The problem is a lot of people are frustrated with, I got number one and I got number two, but how do I do number three? How do I get this mythical, magical traffic that everybody wants? So that's what we're going to go over today in depth. So let's jump in. So there's two main, as you probably know, there's two main ways to get traffic. You can pay for it, which is called paid traffic, pay-per-click, things like that, or you can get organic traffic, which is oftentimes, I believe, miscorrectly referred to as free traffic. So we're going to talk about the paid traffic first, then we'll jump into the free. So within the paid kind of universe, there's two kinds of paid traffic. That's not true. There's 1,000 kinds of paid traffic. There's two we're going to talk about today. We're going to start kind of big to small. So these two big ones can get you a ton of traffic. And not to say there's not other ways. You can do solo ads. You can do email blasts to other people's lists. You can do smaller paid. There's lots of different ways. But today we're going to talk about two, Facebook and Google. And I can go over the stats on how big they are and how almost everybody's on and all the traffic that they get. But the long story short is the traffic's out there. Google and Facebook have already done an amazing job of gathering these people together. You can just give them money and they'll give you the traffic. So first let's talk about Facebook. And they're very different, by the way. So Facebook is a social media outlet, okay? It's not a news thing. People aren't saying, I need a cleaner. I'm going to go to Facebook to find one. They might. But generally, they're going to go to Facebook to see, what is my family doing? Are there any cute, you know, kitten pictures? Or can I find a good joke? Or, you know, whatever nonsense they're doing on Facebook. So you've got to really handle that a little differently. That's why Facebook traffic is cheaper than pay-per-click traffic, because the quality isn't as good. So that's the one thing you need to keep in mind on Facebook, is people aren't jumping down your throat trying to go, hey, how do I, tell me more, right? They're trying to do something else. And you kind of have to introduce yourself, say hello, give them some value. So what we talked about earlier in terms of giving them value, talking about them, making sure the conversation is interesting to them, that applies double for Facebook. So there's a couple ways you can do it. First, you can just do a straight out ad saying, hey, come here for this free bit of information. It could be a video, a podcast, a report, an infographic, any of that stuff. But people kind of generally know, you might ask for their email address and they don't particularly like that. So it's a little harder to get conversions that way, and you still can. But what I like to do is kind of a two-step process. The first step is you give something flat out free. Here's a free blog on, and you find out what your customers are interested in, your prospects are interested in, and then you write a blog on that. And they get free blog kind of reads, I'm not gonna have to give my email address. The cool thing is with Facebook, they have something called pixeling. So if I'm interested in a blog on how to save money through my cleaning service or grow my business faster, making sure that my facilities are maintained properly, if I go to a blog on that, I'm probably your ideal prospect or customer. So once I go do that, you can put a pixel on me. Since you haven't got my email address, it's just a free blog that you invited me to. You can put a pixel on me and the 100 or 1,000 other people that come to this free blog, and you can follow me around the internet and kind of only show ads to me. So that can be really powerful. You can get somebody pixeled for 50 cents or $1. And if you spend, say, $1,000 getting 1,000 people pixeled, you can take those 1,000 people that have raised their hand and say, I'm interested in that blog, and taking the time to visit Reddit, read it, and you can just show ads to them. So that's a really powerful strategy. The second thing you can do if you want to just go a little more straightforward is say, hey, come here for this thing, this piece of information, or this infographic, or this white paper, or this ebook, or this gift, or a free cleaning, or a coupon, whatever you want to do, come here and get this gift, and you give me your email information so I can follow up with you and continue the conversation. I'm going to give you this free gift. So those conversions might be a little more expensive, maybe $2 or $3 or $4, but you don't have to go through the other blog thing. So those are kind of the two ways that I would recommend using Facebook. Before we move on to Google, the other beautiful thing about Facebook is you can really be specific in who you want to talk to. So with the pixels, that's very specific. Only show the ad to these people that have read this blog, which is a really targeted group. Another way you can do it is what's called a lookalike audience. You can take your best 100, it has to be at least 100, prospects and customers, upload their email addresses to Facebook, and Facebook will go create a list of people just like those people. So that's another really powerful way to do it. The third way is if you're not willing or able to do either of those two lists, you can just flat out say, if you know what your customer, and you really should know your target customer, you can say, I only want to show this to 40 to 50 year old women within 15 miles of this point who are property managers and make over $100,000. These, or shop online or whatever. There's a lot of specificity you can add in and say, only show my ad to these people. So you can do that through pixeling, you can do it through just telling them who you want to show it to, or you can do it through a lookalike audience. So those are some of the benefits of Facebook. You can get started for as low as a couple dollars a day. It can be complex, and you can certainly pay someone to do a better job for it and really optimize that, but you can try it yourself for $5 a day and not risk a lot. So that's the first one of paid traffic is Facebook. It's real social. That's how you're going to do it. The second piece of that is something you're all familiar with, which is Google. You can do AdWords. Now, this is a little different in that it's a lot more expensive. You're not going to be getting clicks or leads for 50 cents or a dollar, or sometimes even $2 or $3. They might cost 5 to 10 or upwards of $15 just for a single click. But the difference is these people have searched cleaning companies in New Jersey. If I'm searching cleaning companies in New Jersey, there's a really good chance I'm looking for a cleaning company in New Jersey, and probably pretty soon. I'm not generally going to search something kind of that boring, no offense, if I'm not looking for a cleaning company. So the traffic is going to be more expensive, but it's going to be better traffic. And again, it's just as simple as you give them, you can do a pay-per-click thing. You can, same as Facebook, you can say, I only want to spend $5 a day or $10 a day. So it doesn't cost a fortune to get going, but you get very targeted leads for money. The trick is you've got to make sure the website that you're sending them to is compelling, especially if you're going to pay $8 a lead. You dang well better make sure that they call in or you get their information so you can follow up with that person. So those are kind of the two paid traffic sources. There's a lot of opportunity in them. If you haven't looked into it, take some time. If you're looking for new leads and you've got a good conversion process where you know how to convert leads well, you can do very well with paid traffic. Okay, the second piece we want to talk about is organic traffic. A lot of times people call it free, but generally it's not, because the nature of SEO, search engine optimization, is it changes all the time. We do this as search engine optimizers, and then Google does that. And it's kind of this cat and mouse game of everybody trying to game everybody else. The problem is it's a constantly changing market. What worked 6 months ago may not work today. What worked 2 years ago definitely doesn't work today. So as a business owner, I don't coach my clients or customers to do search engine optimization themselves unless they truly love it and have a bunch of extra time, because it's a constantly evolving art. So I generally encourage them to hire somebody that will do their website for them, make sure they get the free traffic. And again, it's not free, because you got to either spend your time, which costs money, or pay somebody, which costs money. So generally on this, I would pay somebody to do it for you. The things I'm going to line out, you can certainly try and do it on yourself. Contact me if you have any questions. But if you pay someone, this is going to help make sure that you get the right guy or gal or agency in there taking care of you. So there's three ways that we want to talk about optimization, and most people only do the first and stop. So we're going to start there. The first is your website, on-site optimization. There's a couple of things here. There's the old stuff with just making sure that you've got the right amount of keywords. And this is why you want to pay someone, because it used to be you could stuff keywords. You could just put, if you're trying to rank for the keyword commercial cleaning Tulsa, you would just put commercial cleaning Tulsa 27 times on that page. The problem is Google's got wise to that. And if you do that now, they'll actually penalize you and not show your website to people that are searching. So you got to be really careful with that. So the basic is just make sure your meta tags, your keywords, your headings, all that sort of stuff is in line. Any basic kind of SEO, search engine optimization guy or gal can do that. The second thing that you want to make sure is that your site is mobile optimized. Up to 40% of the traffic nowadays is coming through mobile. So like it, not like it, think it's smart, dumb, really doesn't matter. Almost half of the traffic is going to a mobile device. And it used to be, if your website wasn't optimized for mobile, they'd have a bad user experience on the mobile, which isn't great. Nowadays, it's worse. Google oftentimes won't even show that search to a mobile device. So you could literally lose up to 40% of your opportunity for traffic if you're not mobile optimized. So your website, whether you're gonna do search engine optimization, whether you're gonna pay somebody or not, it must be mobile optimized, non-negotiable. If you don't have that done, get it done today if you wanna have any sort of web presence at all. The second thing is site loading speed. Sad fact is Americans nowadays have an attention span that is 1 second shorter than that of a goldfish. And it gets worse. When they're online, it drops to 3 seconds. That's it. 3 seconds is their attention span. So if it takes your website 3.68 seconds to load, you've already lost them. So those are two really key things that you're going to want to make. So the first foundational level of search engine optimization is your website. It's mobile friendly. It's got all the basic stuff done, and it's loading properly. The second part, which a lot of people don't know about, and this is a tremendous opportunity for commercial cleaners, is local search. Because you have a physical address and you're not competing with commercial cleaners in New Jersey if you're in LA, you're only competing with commercial cleaners in your little area, which is fantastic. The competition is so much lower. Sadly, I look at you guys, that's all I do all day is I help customers, and your sites are terrible, you're not ranking, and there's so much traffic that you're not getting. So the good news is the competition out there is terrible. The bad news is you're probably doing a terrible job of it. So let's get that fixed. The first thing you want to do is claim your address. A lot of small business owners don't know that. And if you're working out of your home, you have to decide whether or not you want your personal address up or not. Or if you want to claim that as your business address. If you have a business address, there's no excuse not to claim that address. So once you claim that address, Google's going to send you a little postcard in the mail that has a PIN number. With that PIN number, you can verify that you're that physical address, that you receive mail at that address, which is exactly what you want to do. Once you do that, you'll notice, and feel free to, after this video, go Google anything that you want, and you'll notice at the top of the paid ads, which we talked about, generally below that, and they'll move it, but oftentimes below that are what's called the three pack, the three local ads, which have the address, the phone number. If you've got more than 5 ratings, they'll have your star rating, which is a very powerful tool. And below that will be the first organic guy, whom I've spent thousands of dollars to get to rank number one, and he's still below you because he's not local. So that local thing is an absolute key. First, make sure that you claim your address. That's the first step. And then if you're going to hire a search engine optimization person or company or agency, make sure that they're optimizing for local. The way they do that is through citations, to make sure your schema is proper. There's a bunch of technical stuff that I can get into that I don't want to bore you with. The key is, if you ask them to rank you for local on maps and they look at you blankly or don't have a plan for that, you're in the wrong spot. You got to keep looking. Okay, so that's the first thing is the foundation is your basic website, the general stuff that you know. The second is to make sure that you rank local. And the third, and this is kind of my super ninja tactic that almost nobody's doing nowadays, and it's so easy to do and so powerful, is video. You know as well as I do that the largest search engine in the world is what? It's Google, right? What you probably don't know, or many people don't know, is the second largest search engine, which takes a lot of people by surprise. It's YouTube. The beautiful thing is Google owns YouTube. So what that means is Google puts a lot of value on video content. So a couple things happen. One, when you make videos like this one, right? This is a podcast that I'm doing as a video just so I can appease and make friends with YouTube and rank better on Google. So you're going to do the same thing. And there's a way to do that with how you tag it and write it. And you can rank for certain keywords. So let me tell you the magic synergy that comes together when you do this right. If you put all this stuff together, and keep in mind the traffic's already out there. There's tens of thousands of people searching for cleaning companies, maid services, commercial cleaning, contract cleaning, Molly. You can even rank for your competitor, Molly Maid. You can rank for any of this stuff. And there's tens of thousands of searches every month going through. You just got to step in front of that traffic and direct it to your website. So the way that you're going to do that, and if you do it right, if I search commercial cleaning Sacramento, you're going to come up four places. First and foremost, you're going to be on the paid traffic, right on the top of Google. That's how you're guaranteed to be at the top. Below that is going to be the three pack of local businesses. You're going to be right there with your reviews and your phone number. I can call right there. If I find it on the mobile, I can literally hit call now and it takes me right to you. I don't even have to go to your website. The third place is going to be in the top of the organic rankings. And the fourth place is you're going to have a video in the organic rankings. And the cool thing is if you search stuff, you kind of get a theme, right? If you see the same guy or company showing up three or four times, that's who you're going to call because it builds a tremendous amount of authority. So the point of all this is if you get a good search engine optimization coupled with the pay-per-click traffic, you can double, triple, or quadruple your business. You just have to make sure you do it right. So again, we can't get super deep into the technical stuff, but hopefully this gives you at least enough information to know who you're hiring and what you need to be looking for. And make sure you reach out. You can email me, mike@growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave a comment on this blog. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com and check in. Leave a comment. If you have any questions, email me and look forward to talking. Thanks for stopping by.